to Art If, the podcast about art, life, and everything in between. Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about provocation number 13 from Bill Perry Jr.
Yes, so Bill's provocation was to try something new. Dig into something you always wanted to do, but maybe it scared you a little bit, or maybe you didn't want to do it, or maybe, you know, just wasn't, you were like, this isn't for me, or it's too hard, and do it, and give it a college try. And not just once and like say, okay, now I've done oil painting and never gonna do it again, but try it for 2 weeks, like really commit, and you'll be surprised at the levels that you reach.
So why should we try something new? Trying something new and engaging in these new activities challenges us to redefine ourselves and our abilities. It awakens new senses and helps us look at the world in new ways. And it has that lovely quality of reminding us of the wonder of childhood playtime. All right, try something new.
Yeah.
How did this not go?
Well, so I am not great at consistency.
Oh,
no matter what
same.
I do. So I really, really tried. And I didn't know what to pick. And like, so a part of this was like, I actually have been taking piano lessons, as we talked about in the episode, and that has been my new creative endeavor. I never took them as a kid. So that has been a lot of fun for me. And sort of like, I can read music. I played other instruments, but like using both hands and sort of, it's really hard for like a long time. And then all of a sudden, like you have breakthrough and it's like, oh, I'm not even thinking now. And this left hand's hitting chords,
yeah.
You know? So there's those exciting moments. But since I had already done that, I didn't think that counted for this.
Okay, fair.
Secondly, I'll say that also this podcast and all of the provocations has inspired me to do all sorts of things I never thought
yes.
I would be doing
same.
At my age, right? Like I'm doing watercolors
yes.
and I'm doing
right.
paintings and I'm doing...
And I'm making up dances to Ariana Grande and posting them on social media.
Amazing. I think you would.
I don't know.
But anyway, so I was like, you know, it was hard to decide on a thing.
Especially, it was the same way. I felt like right? I was like in a ping pong ball machine because I was like, there's so many things I want to do, but I can't settle on one. And like, I feel like there's all these restrictions. Like that one costs too much. That one I already purchased stuff for that one, but it's like not here with me right now. I don't have time for that one. Like, I don't
right.
know. There was like all of these, like, it was kind of overwhelming to pick something.
Right. And it wasn't like the provocation even specified, but for me, I felt like it was something I needed to do like every day. I think
yeah.
that was just a part of the discussion it came out of.
Yeah.
But there was like this do it for 2 weeks, like really
right.
try it. And so like, I'm like, what can I do every day?
Yeah. I think I had a similar feeling with that.
So what did you pick?
Well, the other part of what he said, I remember in our conversation was like, pick something that scares you a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I just like trying new things.
Me too.
So I'm not usually like that hesitant about them. Unless there are like,
that's why
practical
we travel
things.
All together. We're like, yeah, you know, that'd be great. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so because I had all these other, like, I don't know, weird limitations I was putting on myself. Like, I can't. So I wanted to, like, build a forge and, like.
I don't think I'm even quite sure what a forge is, to be fair. Like, I don't know what a forge is.
It's a thing for melting metal.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a part of a castle.
No, that's. No. Well,
that's
I don't
like
know.
A battle forge.
Okay. That's not what I was
what
thinking
I'm
of.
Saying.
No,
okay.
But like, because I've been watching Forged in Fire, I was like, I want to like take up metalworking. But like that cost hundreds of dollars. And
yeah.
It was like hot as balls in the summer. And I didn't want to, I didn't want to swing
that,
a hammer
that
at a fire.
The scientific.
It is. Yeah.
Temperature.
Because it's like also really humid and gross.
Yeah. Okay. But we don't need to go into why that's a good metaphor.
And then I wanted to, well, I bought a soldering torch last spring.
Okay.
To fix some jewelry. But I started, but that stuff was all here in Missouri while I was in Virginia. So I was like, well, I can't do that because like, I'm not going to reinvest in that. So I ended up, I think kind of cheating because I did some things that I feel like are not like new, but, So the one thing I did is I decided to try and build a habit that I want in my life.
I kind of did the same thing.
And so I actually started listening to podcasts in French.
Oh.
To build my language skills and to get into a habit of utilizing other languages on a daily basis so that when I want to travel to new places, I'll be better at grasping more new languages.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it was like laying the groundwork for like more new stuff in the future. And
so what podcasts are you? That's a great, I've actually, you know, so I like to keep up my Italian as well. And I like listen to music, but sometimes you're like, I don't know, sometimes I don't pay attention to the lyrics. So that's actually a great way. I never thought about that.
Well, one of the ones I found is it's so lovely. It's called Coffee Break French. And it's actually, I think, two Irish guys.
Oh, okay.
But they read a passage in French and then they break it down. And so they actually talk about why the grammar is working in this particular way and what this phrase means. And then they read the passage again. And so, and then they also like converse a little bit in French throughout. That's so cool. You're getting a lot of repetition, but you're also getting some explanation, and it's about a 20-minute long podcast. So it's really, really lovely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that scares you because it's a habit?
No, it doesn't scare me. That's why I think I cheated.
Oh, okay.
But I guess I did. So I did another thing, I guess, thinking about like the scary part, and this is, I don't know, this is weird, but it's also a habit. I decided to start trying to stand up straight.
Oh, that's great.
Like, I slouch a lot.
It's so hard.
I noticed it. I was actually standing in a restaurant waiting for takeout, and I felt, like, really in the way. And I noticed, like, how much I sort of, like, slouch down in those situations as, like – and then I started like getting all like wrapped up in my head about how women aren't supposed to take up space and blah, blah, blah. And I decided I should just like work on my posture and practice standing up straight and get comfortable taking up space. And so that's been, I actually, the time I think about it the most is when I'm walking Max.
Mm.
Because like I'm out walking and like I feel like very public in those moments and like standing up straight in those moments. And I do think like the habit is forming. I think that's actually the thing I've stuck with more consistently than the podcast, listening to the podcast, because there'll be days that I don't do it, you know, because I'm too tired to think.
Yeah, it's hard with time, you know, and I think since we started this and since this provocation, we got slammed back into a regular person's schedule, and it was a little like, more disorienting than normal because we were coming from this period that seemed a lot less structured. And then I was like, oh, I used to be this busy. Like, oh, wait. And I forgot how to do this a little bit.
That shock is real. So what did you end up doing?
This is something I've always really wanted to do because I know that it's important. And when I have done this on occasion, I've always felt better and relaxed and calmer and more productive. And, but
tell
like, I
more.
Never do it regularly. Well, so, but like, I never build a habit of it. So I'm like, I am going to meditate.
Ooh. How did that go?
Well,
meditation
you know,
is hard.
It is. And like, I've dabbled with it enough. Like I can do like a 5 to 10 minute thing.
Yeah.
Which I know is not that long, but for me, I don't sit still very well.
Yeah.
So like 5 to 10 minutes is like pretty long for me.
It was kind of like the do nothing one.
It is. But I felt great after that, right?
Yeah,
so that I was sort
true.
Of trying to capture that. And I'll say like, So I downloaded, like, I was listening to a podcast and, you know, Deepak Chopra was on and they're like, oh, we have an app and we have like a 14 day. I was like, perfect, I'll do. And then, of course, that was like money. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to, you know, maybe I should.
I'm not going to pay to improve my life.
I know, right? I mean, we make, and then I'm like, whatever, go buy sushi right. The next day. But
exactly.
Yeah, so like, I do feel better about it, and I am still, I haven't given up on making it a regular part of my life, because, and so like, I've set an alarm now, I try to do it in the mornings, and I've gotten better, so it took me longer than 2 weeks, and I do think it was something that always scared me, because I don't like sitting still, I like being busy, I like, you know, but I like, there's a balance there that I think that is a lifelong, effort will be a lifelong effort for me to find.
Yeah.
And I hope as long as I continue to sort of try, but I really like took it as in like, I want to dig into it. I want to like really do it. And so I'm still trying to do that, but I'm better off for it than I was without any of it.
Cool. Do you feel a little bit better having then like actually?
I do. Yeah. Like I do feel... It just helps give me a bit of perspective when sometimes you can get so like wrapped up in the stress and of like the little things and like the 50 emails you have to write. Like even now I'm like, oh, when I get off this, I have like 7 emails I need to respond to.
Yeah.
You know, but like, okay, I have 7 emails I need to respond to. And if I do it tomorrow, that's okay. Or if I do it tonight, that's good too. Like it the pressure isn't always as heavy as we make it, I think.
Yeah, that's so real.
And I think taking a moment to just like breathe helps remind you of that.
Yeah. I felt, so like I wasn't meditating, but like taking the time to do something that I wanted to do just because I wanted to do it,
yeah,
I think was really nice.
Yeah.
And it's like me time, and it's like, no, you... meaning work and responsibility and like expectations and pressure that don't get, you don't have to be every minute of my day. Like we are supposed to have times in our day when we're not doing all those things.
Right.
Like that's real.
It is real. And like, right. I agree. I feel like for me, it always felt like, oh, why would I sit still? I have like a lot to do.
Yeah.
Right. But
I think that's partly one of the reasons I struggled to pick something to try. Cause I wanted something that was like gonna matter later. Right.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't want to just like pick something random. Like I actually also started doing puzzles.
Oh, okay.
Because I hadn't done a puzzle in years, like probably since high school, but my brother really does puzzles and I have this like stupid color puzzle on my phone that I play with a lot. And I was like, I should try a real puzzle. And I was like, this is magical, actually.
It's yeah.
Yeah. But I was like thinking about it productively because I was like, this will help me. This was going to train my eye to see better and make me a better artist.
Right.
Right. Like I can't like just do something to do it.
Yeah. And you know, on one hand, I think that's okay. Like to want to grow and to be better in all of these things, but also to allow your space, a self space or like for forgiveness, for a moment of stillness for those. Cause it's a balance. You can't just be go, 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 productive, productive, productive.
Right.
Like we burn out.
For sure.
And so, right, I mean, that's one of the questions I like always asking these artists and everyone is like, what do you do to like keep the inspiration alive? That's partly because like we can't expect it to continue going on as some sort of unquenchable flame. Like we have to feed it and figuring out how to do that is important. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Now I feel like this is a self-help podcast.
I mean, but it is. We do want people to be happier and more joyful and live their lives more artfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So try something new.
Try something new and share it with us. Oh, that goes in our closing. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. All right. Don't forget to share your new activities with us and tag us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And of course, subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you're listening, even on Stitcher.
Art If Podcast is produced by
Hattie Cry
and Yasi Jahanmir.
Our theme music was composed by Muhammad Abdul Salam.
Follow us at Art If Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to stay up to date on upcoming episodes and to join our vibrant community of artists.